We're going to head down to Athens and be joined by Ohio Bobcats head coach Frank Solich. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks, Ken.
Well, thank you for your time, and obviously an exciting day coming up on Wednesday with your Bobcats hosting Miami. And when you take a look at film of the Redhawks, talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, they're a strong football team, really in all phases of the game, and you know, very seldom do you see a team offensively, defensively, and special teams that have the quality of players they've got and the potential that they've got, and so it'll be certainly a challenge. You know, it's been a rivalry game, you know, even before I got here. And obviously all hard-fought contests and players, talented players from both teams on the field and playing with a lot of heart. So it should be a very good football game.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Solich and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Wednesday night's a special night, not only for your program, but for the conference and for college football. We're celebrating the 150th anniversary, and it's happening Wednesday night, and your Bobcats and the Redhawks highlighting the rivalry are the only game on for FBS football. Just talk about the honor of hosting this game, it being at Peden Stadium, and certainly a lot at stake for this contest.
Yeah, it's an exciting time for really college football, but certainly for the MAC conference and for both Miami and us in particular to play on the 150th anniversary and be, as you mentioned, the only game going on. And so hopefully be viewed by a lot of people, and we feel, you know, honored to be part of that special game during this special time.
What have your Bobcats been able to take advantage of these couple extra days? And talk about your week of prep leading into Wednesday's contest against the Redhawks.
Yeah, well, you know, we tried to really work at getting better in some of the areas that we feel we need to still improve in. But on the other side of that, we also tried to make sure that we give our players enough rest so that they're fresh in this game and gives us our best chance of going down the stretch with players that are fresh and hopefully ready to go and have a great deal of energy, have their legs and shoulders and are pretty much as healthy as we can get them. So there's a balance there between, you know, making sure that you're getting enough practices and quality practices in, that you're preparing well for the matchup that comes next, but also you got to make sure that you're giving your guys enough rest that you can get some of those bumps and bruises healed up and get your guys ready to go for this game, and then also for a stretch run to try to win as many games as possible as you go down the stretch.
Your Bobcats to have success Wednesday night, what do you need to accomplish?
Well, we're going to need to put points on the board. That means, and they're a very, very good defensive football team in terms of how they rank defensively. So it'll be a contest in that regard. You know, they're third in just MAC games played in terms of total defense in our conference. So obviously that indicates that they've got a very strong physical football team on the defensive end of it. A group of guys that can run. As always, you know, things like the turnover ratio will be huge in a game like this. You know, we're going to have to try to get a running game established, but we're going to have to also be able to throw the throw the ball well. And so we cannot be one-dimensional against these guys and feel like you're going to be able to put points on the board. It's certainly enough to win. So we've got to try to get things going in both those areas. I think the special teams matchup will be a great matchup. You know, they got return guys. They got great punter, kicker. And so you're talking about two teams with very good special teams players. And then, you know, defensively, we need to make sure that we don't give up anything big and explosive, that, you know, make them earn everything that they get, and take it from there and see what happens. I know we've had good practices. We've had some excellent practices leading up to the game, and so that's certainly encouraging to us.
Frank, for you as a head coach, knowing you've got a quarterback that's been there before, he's a senior leader, and especially it being meaningful games in November, a key divisional game with both you and Miami tied, and whoever wins this game kind of is in the driver's seat for the East, and knowing you've got a national spotlight on you, to have that senior quarterback that's been there certainly is a comfort level for you in leading your offense.
Yeah, I think that's right. You know, in saying that, though, every game's a new game. You know, we're going to have to play at the top of our game in all areas. And Nate has shown great leadership through his time here, as well as great skill level through his time here. So we're hoping that he continues to play at the level that that he has been playing at, and that he's shown the ability to get done and lead our football team. That's what he's done for the time that he's been here. Players pick up on his energy and his determination, and he's been great in that regard for our program, been a special player. We hope he can finish out his career here in that manner and just continue to show how special he is.
Well, Frank, I want to say thank you for your time. We'll let you get back to your preparation for Miami. I want to wish you the best of luck on Wednesday night. We'll see you down there, and we'll talk to you again as well next Monday for our next conference call.
Okay, sounds good. Okay.
Thank you, Frank. For Ohio Bobcats hosting the Miami Redhawks in the 96th meeting of the Battle of the Bricks with this rivalry game on Wednesday, November 6th at 8 p.m. Eastern to a national television audience on ESPN2. Again, it's going to be highlighting the 150th celebration of college football, and the Mid-American Conference and Ohio hosting Miami will be the only game that evening in FBS football. Again, kickoff slated for 8 p.m. on ESPN2.